This past Friday marked the second anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, a milestone for Ohioans looking to make their buildings and homes more energy efficient. Tax credits in the IRA have provided crucial financial incentives, and some Ohioans, both homeowners and businesses, have been taking advantage of them. But Marcus Hazelwood with EA Energy Solutions says not everyone is aware of how tax deductions can offset the initial cost of energy efficient upgrades. So it's important to keep getting the word out, especially to business owners.
Helping them understand that with their existing infrastructure, the opportunity to see how a source of funding and capital to improve their buildings, which in the long term reduces their operational costs. This is kind of supporting the initial upfront capital needed.
Ohio's new energy code simplifies qualifying for IRA deductions, which backers say also promote economic growth by supporting well-paid local jobs. But critics of the IRA have said its costs are too high and that it doesn't do enough to lower the cost of energy-efficient products and services. Ben Evans with the U.S. Green Building Council says the IRA isn't focused only on businesses, but also has benefits for individual property owners. He explains the versatility of the tax incentives, grants, and low-cost financing allows homeowners to maximize their savings and make meaningful improvements to their property.
And the beauty of the Inflation Reduction Act is that you can combine a lot of these. It's not like you have to just pick one. You can get a couple of different tax incentives for the same project. Well, let's say you're renovating a building while you're also adding some rooftop solar. You could get tax incentives for each of those.
The IRA is made up of multiple programs like the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to boost energy efficiency. Evan says Ohio is well positioned to lead in this area and that people have ample time to leverage these incentives over the next decade. For Public News Service, I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.